This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The heat is on. Syria hit by the U.S. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight, joining us right from the get-go is Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, big news about Syria. What can you tell us? Hey, Ellen, what can you tell us about Syria? All right, so we're going to try to get Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News. Syria is hit by the U.S. Tell us about that.
Okay, so 50 Tomahawk cruise missiles actually were in a direct assault. It's the first direct assault. It hit a Syrian military airfield. There was a briefing that was held in Florida, of course. That is where the president is meeting with President Xi from China. And at the briefing, they were told that there was not a discussion with Russia before on this. They just essentially did it. So they didn't discuss it or plan it with Russia at all. They also said that this was related to the chemical attack, and that there was also a willingness. The question that everybody has is, was this a message to President Xi as well, due to the timing, that somehow that the United States would be willing to attack North Korea as well without bringing in China? So that is certainly part of what is going on. No response from Syria at this point, although they said the president has changed his mind. And actually the president said that. He made a statement very shortly. He said that Syria used banned chemical weapons, that were numerous attempts at changing Assad's behavior had failed very dramatically, is what he said. The president said he called on all civilized nations to join in to end that the bloodshed that and slaughter that had happened, and he also said that this is American stands for justice and peace. So this is interesting.
No kidding. So the reaction, interesting, from some of the Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard, just ripped Trump and his administration, obviously, for the decision to launch an attack on these military targets. She said it was reckless and short-sighted, and they acted without care or consideration of the dire consequences of the United States. Is that part of the chatter in D.C.?
Well, certainly it's part of the chatter. But the issue is that, you know, it's very interesting. I talked to former Congressman Bob Ney about this all this evening, and both of us were very mixed. And the issue is what the consequences are going to be on this. And frankly, I'm not sure that Representative Tulsi Gabbard is correct about this. We just don't know, honestly, what the fallout is going to be from this.
Yeah, and there were others, of course,
to tell, I think.
Yeah. There were others, of course, who applauded it, McCain, Graham, et cetera. So, you know, a lot along party lines. That's not a surprise. What about the Gorsuch confirmation vote? What's going on with that?
Okay. Well, as you know, there was a 55-45 to end the debate. They then moved to a rule change. They have three Democrats that voted with the Republican, Senator Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. And so it looks like they decided to go with what's called the nuclear option, which means that in the future, if there's a Democratic administration and there's a Supreme Court seat available, they will do that as well. So they just opened up and got rid of the 60 votes. One other really interesting thing is Twitter filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security. And apparently the Department of Homeland Security wants to know who's being critical of the Trump immigration policies. And it looks like it says USCIS, which is somebody from Homeland Security. Some people are saying it's free speech, and other people are saying it may be related to the fact that the person works for Homeland Security and is not allowed to talk. So that's what they're trying to, quote-unquote, unmask and find out.
Wow. All right, I got to ask you about this before we let you fly. You wrote a book called Loving What You Do, The Elements of a Great Working Life. And thank you. You mentioned me in your book and a whole bunch of other people that we both know. And I definitely love what I do. Your book is terrific. I have to tell you, I'm halfway through it. People can get it, I believe, on Amazon. What was the impetus for writing this?
Well, actually, I'm going to be doing some speaking at college campuses, and they want a product. I had started it like 20 years ago and put it away, and then I decided to finish it. So that was the impetus. Another book coming out, too, which I'll also send you. But Loving What You Do is a way that if you have somebody who's just entering the work field, or even if they're there and they want to have a great working life, they can buy the book.
I love it. All right, Ellen Ratner, good luck with that, and thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
So what Ellen had to say is interesting, and I want to get your feedback, 855-266-5283, or I should say your thoughts, a penny or $2 for your thoughts anyway. This is huge. Cannot be understated. The U.S. striking Syria, you heard Ellen say it's too early to tell. Whether, you know, is Tulsi Gabbard right? Who's right about the reaction to this? What is going to be the reaction? U.S. ships launching 50 to 60 missiles at a Syrian air base. Congresswoman Barbara Lee called the strikes an act of war. But was this clearly something that had to be done, and Trump's administration did it, where they said enough's enough? For my money and from my point of view, because I said I think Assad should have been taken out a long time ago, or definitely bumped from office, whatever you want to call it, after the first strike. I did not believe that there was not an Assad tie there. And how long ago was that? Now we fast forward to 2017, and when I see those children and I see those women and I see those men laying like rag dolls in the street a few days ago, frothing at the mouth, it was sickening, it was depressing, it was inhumane, and should not be tolerated. So right now, and not knowing everything, but at first blush, and since I'm paid for my opinion, I'm going to say bravo. This was what had to be done. Instead of shirking away from what needed to be done, this time it was, no, it's go time. And we're not going to pussyfoot around it. And she is right in saying it's too early to tell what the repercussions of this will be. But I have to say, I think it was the right move. And surprising maybe to some, and to others, not quite as surprising. Because certainly the president said that this was inhumane. It was a strike against humanity. And you could tell that there was a push to make something happen. So the strike is the first direct military action that the U.S. has taken against the Assad regime in this six-year civil war. And it certainly represents a substantial escalation of the U.S. military campaign in that area. Wow. 855-266-5283. What do you think?
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney. How are you doing in your nook or whatever part of the world you're from? I got to tell you, this is really decisive what happened. And the fallout, we don't know. That's for darn sure. A dramatic shift in policy, I guess, against the Syrian president's regime. I'll say that. But I think it was the right one. I do. I think it was the right one. The strike, by the way, happens at 8:40 p.m. Eastern, when there would normally be activity at the base, the Syrian base. There was targeted aircraft, hardened aircraft shelters, petroleum, logistical storage, ammunition supply, bunkers, air defense systems, all the things that are part of what make an airfield tick. That was from the Pentagon. The missiles were launched from, as I mentioned, the warships in the eastern Mediterranean. So the indication is that the strike has severely damaged or destroyed Syrian aircraft and support infrastructure and equipment at the airfield, reducing the ability, the Syrian government's ability, to deliver chemical weapons. So that's the idea. Level them. Take them out. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hello, Tom. You get the first crack at this.
Well, let me take that first crack at you, Miss Kate. That is an emotional response, and let me liken it to this. I may play with words and accuse you of a seditious act in trying to undermine the Constitution, since this was an illegal act done seemingly based on emotion, yet we all hate the effects of an attack that we saw on TV. However, if we acted emotionally and did not act pragmatically, by the law using critical thinking, I would, as a police officer, have been shooting people because they looked guilty, because they handled a child in a way that just didn't look right. You can see where this would lead to chaos, and I don't mean to come down too hard on you, you know I love you, but I just think in what you're saying, I think you're with your broad reach.
I get what you're saying. You're saying you wouldn't take out the planes, okay, if they have direct evidence, which is what I heard from the Pentagon. They're not saying that, but about
the
planes,
tell us the truth,
the dropping
right?
of the chemical weapons.
I mean, what you're talking about is
saying.
Hearsay, Kate.
That, what I heard was that. Yeah.
You're right. What you're talking about is hearsay.
What did you say?
What you're talking about is hearsay. It is absolutely not allowed in a court of law. And I'm not saying that in instances such as this and other affairs that we have to go by the standards of a court of law. But I think we have enough evidence from decades of it as that is not hearsay evidence, that this government that should be should belong to we the people. It really doesn't anymore. You know that we really have little effect on the decisions that are made, yet the decisions that are made have great effect on us, our children, and our prosperity. And they're making decisions that are not in our best interest. And this is one more decision when our house is nowhere in order that is a bad decision. You know, you're probably not old enough to remember Vietnam. I thought the nonsense, the craziness, the illegality, and the senseless death on both sides was over after that. And now, after a couple decades, we had the Iraq debacle, and now we're just going down the same path. I smelled blood in the air today. You saw people on TV. Everybody seemed happy, almost like a satanic ritual where they knew blood was coming, and it was all going to be okay. This is sick. And I know Dan in Texas agrees with me.
All right, so Tom, you disagree, shouldn't have done that, should have waited, act of war, you agree with Barbara Lee, and wrong thing to do. It was, as you say, an emotional response, how I react to what I've seen and what I know from my contacts, that you wouldn't have done it.
No, ma'am.
Because you're
have
going by the, you're saying you're
rules.
Going,
we
you're
have,
going
we have
by,
laws, and we need to follow
been.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. You're saying this was, it should have gone through Congress. It should have been, it is an act of war, blah, blah, blah. And that's the thing. That's what you're talking about. That's really
yes, ma'am.
Where
we cannot have
it.
Two sets of rules where we follow what we want to do and hold other people to another set of rules. And listen, they're holding us to rules that they don't follow. And we've got carnage here. Look at Chicago. You don't see the dead kids in Chicago being paraded on TV or in Baltimore. Yet you have 27 dead children, and I feel for them. I feel for them very much. However, let's clean up what mess we have here. Listen, there's a point where you have to think about self-preservation. Nobody's going to think about it in government. We the people have to think about self-preservation. We have to start having people in government follow the law, and if they don't, they have to be prosecuted. And we listen, you can say what you want. I don't mean you, but people in general about what happened during the War of Northern Aggression. However, at least the people in the South, and this has nothing to do with slavery, the point I'm making, at least they had the courage and they were man enough to stand up for what they believed in and for their rights. Listen, if we don't take the field of battle, and I don't mean an actual fight, we still have a court system we can fight in, but if we don't at least field a team of people, all of us, that is, in order to stand up for our rights, they're just going to keep taking them and taking them and taking them and putting us in jeopardy. You'll see them going over there. If they want to fight in Syria, let these politicians, like that lunatic McCain and his family and the other ones, let them go over there and fight it.
All right. Tom is just as passionate on the other, with another opinion on this. Thanks, Tom. I normally, listen, I understand what you're saying, and I agree in a different capacity, but I just can't go there with you on Syria. I can't. I don't know if it's the right move. I have no way to know what the repercussions would be. I only know what I know from my sources. I only know from what I have seen. I understand I agree with you on Iraq, by the way. I completely agree. It was bungled. There were people that died that shouldn't have died, that we lost lives, money, our blood is in the sand. Absolutely. 100% I agree there. In this case, we're talking about warships that launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at the airbase where the warplanes were carrying out chemical attacks, according to our intel. And from what I understand from my sources who are backing up that statement, who are saying, yes, that's the information. From just a journalistic point of view of what, who, what, where, when, and why, boom, that's it. So you had, of course, some lawmakers that voiced support, as you mentioned, McCain, for Trump's decision, but others had said, wow, here we go again. You didn't consult Congress on this one. So that is to what your point is, that it, that Congress wasn't consulted, and that's not how we roll. So that wasn't a good thing. And personally, when I look at Assad, and I look at this war, and I look at what has happened, and particularly with the chemical weapons, I'm just going in that direction. I am. There, so half of even what, you know, what Tom said, I agree with, but I can't go there with this one. And maybe that, like I said, you know, part of that is based on what I've heard. People I trust, people who have verified for me, people have verified for me that there, this is exactly what happened. Here's what happened. So then you go with, do you wait? Are we debating this in Congress? Is there months and months of this debate? Or do we act? So there's fallout on this. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of fallout. What is that fallout? That part, we don't know. We don't know the consequences of this, of what's just happened here. I mean, we know what the Pentagon's official statement was from Captain Jeff Davis, who said the use of chemical weapons against innocent people is not going to be tolerated. It's not going to happen. But minutes before the strike on Syria, Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations warned that there could be negative consequences from the airstrikes. He made those comments outside the UN Security Council in New York. 855-266-5283. Hear what the president said next, and we'll take your calls as well. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
All right, that was President Trump talking about the airstrike and the reason why, just short and sweet to the point. Again, 855-266-5283. This is the conversation. Repercussions. Was it the right thing to do? Was it as was talked about previously? Was this something that should not have been done? Was this wrong to go ahead without Congress? Tomas in Michigan. Hello. Hello, Tomas.
You know, the guy before me is named Tom. So
yeah,
whenever
Tom,
you have
yeah.
Tom and then Tomas, you have explosions going off because that's TNT. So get ready. But we won't talk about him because it's not fair. You know, he's not on the line. He can't defend himself, you know. But we've had men fighting over there now for years, okay? With Obama, without Obama, you know, we got commandos and everything helping the Iraqis fight the ISIS. It's an ongoing war, all right? And right now, the whole world is saying, hell yeah, America is back on track, becoming great again. When America is great, it helps the whole world, as you can see. And the difference is like night and day, black and white, no pun intended. Now, you remember the last time those poor people were gassed, right? Obama tried to go and do all the political things and talk to Congress and talk to the Senate, and guess what? Nothing happened. Because while the politicians are talking, you think the enemy's just sitting there waiting? They're making their political moves too. They're making their, they're calling their, the people that got influence in DC too. And, it, you know, it's, it turns into a game. It turns into face time for politicians. You know, we got this guy over here, my congressman, Amash. He came out against it. Oh, it's unconstitutional, you know? He wants to get his little face time in there, you know? He probably won't win another election here, that's for sure. Okay? But, this is, it's like a businessman, you're a businesswoman. If you see an opportunity, what happens if you dally, if you wait?
No, it goes away.
Hey, and you know what? A good business person does not let that happen. And Donald Trump, you know, he may not be a general, but he is a businessman. When he saw this, he said, oh man, this is the best, this is the best bang for the buck I can get. I'm going to show the world that there's a new sheriff in town, okay? I'm not going to ask permission from the Russians. I'm not going to ask permission from the Republicans or the Freedom Caucus or the Democrats or the Supreme Court or the Washington Post or the Washington Times or the UN. Watch what I do. You know, there was a president, and he said, speak softly and do what?
Carry a big stick.
Boom. That's all. That's going to be the headline on a newspaper tomorrow. You watch. You watch. And, you know, we talked about this the other day. Remember we were saying, you know, they're talking about masking this, masking that. And, but you know what? They're masking something all right.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And it had to happen. And it had to happen exactly that way. And now people are going to go, wait a minute. Before tonight, I could treat the Americans like this, but now I gotta think about it a little bit more because I don't know what they're gonna do. Before, in Obama's time, they wouldn't do anything, so I could do anything. But now, the world is sleeping better tonight. And, you know what? There's veterans in veterans hospitals all across the nation. They got chemotherapy, and they got legs missing, and arms missing. But tonight, they stood up. Their eyes are brighter, and they all said, hell yeah, okay? Because there's a new sheriff in town, and America is getting greater again, and it's good for everybody. So I say right on,
Donald. I think this had to happen, no matter whatever we think about what's happened with the administration, any of that. Just let's isolate the incident. I completely agree. In this case, this was, I think, the absolute right thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Obama should have done it 4 years ago.
Yep.
2013. He went and made a red line and all this stuff and had the fleet move. Trump didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. You know, he just got the big hit. That's going to be the headline on the Wing newspaper tomorrow. Speak softly and carry a big stick. And that's what we're going to continue doing. All right. You know what? You're awesome because, you know what? You let both sides make their point.
Yep, yep, and good, good job, Tomas. And I say that all the time. The welcome mat is open, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, different on different issues. That's cool. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, babe. Okay, you want the joke first or afterwards?
Tell me the joke afterwards.
Okay. I think this is a good thing. This is Syrians played right into Trump's hand, and also it happened just at the time when Mr. Ping, or whatever his name is, from China was there.
Right.
To demonstrate to him that we're not messing around. We told Korea we're through talking, and this was a perfect opportunity for him to demonstrate to the world that there is a new sheriff in town, that there is not going to be the same old blah, 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 the motor mouth Obama. It's going to be, hey, I'll tell you one time, back off or I'm going to kick your ass. And that's what happened. And Assad screwed up and bombed his own people. And guess what? He got paid back tenfold. And that's just the beginning. If he's still sneaking around playing games, he's going to disappear from the face of the earth because they'll find out where he was like they did with Gaddafi when they bombed his little tent over there in his country. And they'll come after Assad with everything they've got, and they will get him, and that'll be the end of that little game. And then we'll take on the rest of these clowns that want to play Allah Akbar, blah, 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 and get rid of Muslim suckers that way. Now, I don't want to see anybody gassed, but stay in your own little sand pit and play your little games there. Don't come to anybody else's country and come in here. Tell us what you're going to do and how we're going to do it, because it ain't going to happen. There's a new game in town, and it's going to be called Make America Great Again, and we just did. Okay, now the joke. Mm-hmm. These two lions had a couple of high-powered rifles, and they shot this little Ginsburg antelope. And the one guy standing over the antelope turned to his buddy, and he says, you know, the guns do make it a lot easier on the hunt, but to tell you the truth, I miss the thrill of the chase.
Oh, you're too funny, Dan. Thanks for that. Good laugh there. So you heard Dan, you heard Tom, you heard Tomas, a lot of different opinions, and that's how we roll here. This is America, and we can, you know, the great thing is that we do have freedom of speech, and that's what this show is about. So the New York Post headline says, U.S. unleashes dozens of missiles on Syria in response to the chemical attack. Trump on Syria attack, Assad choked out the lives of helpless victims. And then there was more reaction to that. That would be the front page. And what people will read about is that there just was that confirmation on Thursday night that the U.S. had conducted a surprise missile attack on Syria and said it was retaliation for the horrible chemical weapon attack on innocent lives. And you heard what Trump had to say, which, by the way, that was a videotaped address to the nation from Mar-a-Lago, which is where he is right now. And I'll say it again in case you're just jumping in, but 50 to 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles made the impact on this air base that with the planes, with the fuel, with, you know, anything related to jumping the planes in the air and doing what they were doing. On Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians, is what the president said, using a deadly nerve agent. He choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was slow, brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such a horror, is what was said. And then the Pentagon released photos, video of the attack from the Navy destroyers. There were missiles that were used, that were fired from a pair of destroyers in the Mediterranean Sea. They were programmed to target the bases, runways, and the planes, as I mentioned, the fueling areas. So that is exactly what happened. Key locations were hit. And you can bet that this is most of the conversation will be part of the Sunday swirl. It's going to be what's being talked about. There are obviously many other things happening in D.C. that affect you, that affect me, no matter where you're living, where you're listening to me. That's our common denominator, as I say this all the time, is health care. But this is taking over, certainly, the conversation for the SWIFT Act. And then the reaction to what happened and what the reaction is going to be from others in the Middle East. The Chicago Tribune, just pretty much everyone saying the same thing. U.S. strikes Syria. They've got the video. Everybody has the video released by the Defense Department showing the cruise missile strike. And then just the details, the reaction to the base being hit with dozens of missiles and all of that in between. So what comes next is the question we cannot answer at this point. On this show, we're actually kicking back and we're going to the movies on America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com.
1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's more of like when I get on the golf course than it is Magnolia Lane. Magnolia Lane, you know, you're like, well, you know, I'm here, which is a great feeling. And then when you get on the golf course, you start to kind of remember certain shots you hit here and there, and different years and different putts you made, and it's pretty cool to be able to reflect on that out here.
All right, that was Phil Mickelson, who is, of course, playing in the Masters tournament. It was interesting out at the Masters because what you had was some really crazy scoring. By the way, we're going to the movies right now, so I think Daniel is in our vault queuing up all those movies for us. But I think that one of the best entertainments going around is what's happening at the Masters. And part of the reason why is because there's some surprises here. So a guy named Hoffman is 7-under. He leads the Masters after the first round. Charlie Hoffman, and I watched just a little bit of that. I was only able to watch a little bit of that today with the craziness that was going on. But he was just absolutely incredible, just nailing everything. So this Masters is without Dustin Johnson. He fell down the steps at the rented house where he was. He's the number one player in the world. That was just a crazy huge blow, I think, to the Masters in general. But if you're not into golf, you might be into the movies. So I want to take you to the movies. And as we go there, to me, there's a couple that are pretty big, and I'm going to hit them real quick. This first one is called Going in Style. Roll it. Maybe not. Maybe going in style. The movies, going in style. We're going to the movies. Do we have our projector queued up? All right, let's go to Going in Style.
It's time for a practice run. We'll be right back.
I don't want to stay in the car. It's hot in here.
Hello, Al.
I got to get some chicken thighs.
Breasts are better than thighs, don't you think?
Never has anybody walked off with a whole pork loin.
Jump in the basket.
Who the hell do you think I am? E.T.?
What's going on in the world anymore?
Look what you did to Cindy. She's looking like a Colombian drug mule.
We're going to need professional help.
You think?
You 5-0?
We're practically 8-0.
From now on, you communicate by texting.
How do you work with that button?
It's a touch screen.
I'm groping it all over, nothing happens.
Reminds me of the time we went to Reno. We ate like kings.
We were kings.
We still are.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Halt! Halt!
What are you chasing me for?
Don't make it end.
This is not an admission of guilt. I am just tired.
All right, so you get the gist there. Old guys robbing a bank. Some of them you recognize. Alan Arkin, Michael Caine. It actually looks pretty clever. It would be great streaming. I don't know if I would go and see it actually in the theaters. All right, so the next one, kids, grandkids, anybody who's into the Smurfs. They've been around for a long time. This is Smurfs, The Lost Village.
We all know the place, the magic mushroom houses, the tight white pants.
Excuse me?
And all the different attitudes. Party parties, frenemies, worry warts.
Sometimes I just feel blue.
Cranks, shade throwers, nosies.
Well, what's going on over there?
And there's one thing they have in common.
100.
They're all dudes.
Now for the one-fingered push-up. 1, 2.
Except for one.
Get some more friends!
High heels.
But what if there were more to the story?
2 days ago, I saw someone who looked like us.
That's impossible.
And they dropped this map.
What if they were never alone?
If there really are other Smurfs out there, we need to find them.
What if this means the Lost Village isn't a legend?
Whoa. Now you're talking about maps and mystery Smurfs.
What's going on in here?
None of your business, Nosy.
Well, all right.
Brainy! Hefty! Clumsy!
Oh, that's not even convincing.
I don't do well in the darkness. I have enough trouble in the daylight.
I didn't think Lost Village was going to be this hard to find.
Whatever you do, don't eat all your rations.
I just ate all my rations!
Is this safe? We're not in Smurf Village anymore.
Wow, 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 wow. Whoa!
Lost Smurf Village.
It's time to take a road trip. I'll be like, ah, blah, blah. And they'll be all like,
oh no, I got a...
And I'll be like,
I think my rations are coming up.
What's so funny?
That's what I call talking out of your butt.
We have to find the village before they do.
Incoming bird.
Oh boy.
We mean you no harm. We're looking for the lost village.
Wow!
Oh. Oh. What the hell?
I'm really freaking out, you guys!
Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Explanation there. It's another adventure. This movie is getting a ton of buzz. I think Smurfs will find an audience that'll do well, especially if you have kids, like I said, in your life, and they like Smurfs, they like animation, home run. The last one is The Case for Christ.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
If the resurrection of Jesus didn't happen, it's a house of cards.
You sure you want to give me that loaded gun?
Pretty sure you're not going to be able to pull the trigger.
I spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth till the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
And what happened next changed me forever.
you even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradictions.
The empty tomb is based on evidence. And is it evidence your trade?
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going to be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Could Jesus survive being spiked to the cross?
There is no evidence of anyone ever surviving a full Roman crucifixion.
Just because I write something down and I bury it in the dirt, it doesn't make it true.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
I'm praying for you.
Do you really want to know the truth, or has your mind already made up?
Stop blaming me, and the church, and God, and do your job.
If the shroud is the actual burial cloth of the Christ. But whenever someone looks in those eyes for the first time, suddenly becomes a real person.
Yeah, interesting. This movie is getting tons of buzz. In 1980, Lee Strobel's award-winning investigative reporting earned him a promotion to legal editor at the Chicago Tribune, but things at his house weren't going as well. His wife all of a sudden found faith, and that compelled him to try to disprove the claims of Christianity. So against his push for atheism. And this movie features some pretty interesting people. Faye Dunaway's in it. Robert Forster's in it. Erica Christensen is in it. Mike Vogel is also in this movie as well. I won't tell you the outcome of it if you don't know Lee Strobel. But he says atheists and Christians will want to see the case for Christ. And I think this is going to find a very big audience. And, you know, perhaps it, you know, will, as it goes through Easter, et cetera, and through the end of the month and then probably into the next month, it's an hour 52 PG, true story. Yeah, I think it's going to do pretty well at the box office. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.